Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey there, Kay.
Happy holiday season.
Yes.
Officially.
Yes. I think it's the first, isn't it the first night of one candle or something like that?
Yes.
Yes.
Happy Hanukkah.
There you go.
Beginning this evening.
For those that celebrate.
Yes.
Is it a celebration?
Yes, it is a celebration. You light the menorah, you do all kinds of stuff. How does that work? Do you get a gift tonight?
I think, yeah. I think you get one. So, yeah, I guess I'm technically Jewish. I don't know if I've said that on the show or not.
I didn't get you anything for Hanukkah.
That's okay. Then you'd have to get next week, too. Yeah,
yeah,
it just keeps going. But I don't really, I don't know.
All right.
Anyway. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. What are we talking about today on the show?
Yes, I got some weird news stories, and we've got, Wait a minute here. We've got a pot farm near a police dog training center.
Okay.
Talk about that in the weird news.
Okay. It's December, so we're going to go over the things of the month and things to celebrate this month.
Oh, that's great.
Get excited.
I do like that, you know. There's a donkey that got picked up by police. Real ass. We'll talk about that in the weird news.
What an ass. I can't wait to hear that story. Find out what alcoholic beverage will actually extend your lifespan. Mm. Yep.
I feel like we talk about this all the time.
We're not having it tonight.
Really interesting.
But I've had it this week. Let me tell you.
You have?
Oh, yes.
All right. Let's make sure we fit this one in.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. All right. Yeah, that'll get in.
Oh, boy. Florida news. We'll get to that on the weird news. A man crawls under a Cracker Barrel bathroom stall and seeking sex with a woman.
Okay.
Happens at Cracker Barrel.
I cannot wait to talk about that. And finally. Special guest, Tony Watson. And. Find out what song actually has lyrics that you didn't know about. On the Hot Topics.
Okay.
All that
at least.
Coming up on this week's Derek and Kay Show. You ready to start the show?
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right,
oh,
let's press the button.
Here we go.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
I didn't fart.
Okay, I was wondering what that was.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hi.
Hello.
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 Hi. Hello, motherfucker.
Hello.
Hi. This is fun.
What do you want to woo woo? It's that woo woo. You know what I'm saying? Woo woo.
I'm
ain't nobody got time for that.
Have you, by any chance, lost your kitty?
Don't eat bits of bun on your plate.
Eat it all!
La, 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 la.
Reality hits the bar, girl.
Winning.
I think it's best! La, 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 la.
We love Derek and Kay Show, you betcha. Johnny J on the Derek and Kay Show, kicking it old school. Woo! With the beautiful, beautiful Kay and the lovely Derek.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is December 6, 2015.
Yes.
And this is episode 232, I believe.
Yeah, sure.
We are over a quarter of a million
listens. I love how I don't care anymore.
And growing.
Holy
And we are the most professional and professional radio show on the internet today.
That's a damn lie, and you know it.
And my name is Derek.
Derek Kalish.
Sweet.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
And I'm Derpy Hooves.
Derpy Hooves.
It's not Pokemon.
It's not.
No.
Oops. That
wow.
is Kay's thoughts.
DKRadioshow.com okay. is our website. Visit if you'd like. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Find us on the SoundCloud for high quality funny clips. We are also on The Vine. Email us at tkradioshow@gmail.com. And if you're listening live on Sundays between 7 and 8:30 this evening, give us a call at 661-461-2416. Press 1 to talk to the hosts, Derek and Kay.
I believe it's 467.
Did I say 461? I mean,
2416.
You know?
It's only been, what, 5 years?
One more time.
Close.
See, I thought I was good, too.
I don't know it myself. It just sounded funny.
I was looking at it, too, which is even more disturbing. This tells you what kind of day I've had. 661-467-2416. What did I say? Did I say 461-2416?
I think so. Which I don't know what that is.
Close to my phone number, so everybody call me. I don't know. Oh, I can't get it right. I need, you know what? I need it like printed in like giant numbers.
Cha-cha-cha.
I can put it either at the top of my screen or like or the back of your
Yeah, that could be good. Maybe I'll put it right there. You know, I used to have it on mine because I don't know what it is.
I can't read.
Well,
because it's right here and it's right there.
It is right there. Yep.
I don't know what my problem is. Yeah.
Well, at least you didn't give out your number because sometimes that happens.
I'm going to have to change it one of these days. No one's called me yet.
No.
Except for spammers. And RJ Gumby says, you need alcohol. You know, as a matter of fact.
Yes. Yes.
We have
you
some
are
already
correct.
Prepared. It's been a day. It's been a week.
Sure has.
We got some gin
in many
and lemonade.
Ways.
Let's.
Hopefully,
let's
this is delicious.
Cheers.
Good times.
Cheers to drinking our feelings.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Isn't it yummy?
Oh, wow. Well, that is good.
That's good. That's expertly mixed.
That is good.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're
Thank
welcome.
You very hard.
Oh, you welcome very
yes.
hard. Yeah.
What is going on in the neighborhood?
That is delicious.
It is delicious.
Yeah. So what is going on? You know,
what's been going on this weekend?
This weekend?
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. Across the street, there was a bunch of Santas and little Santa's helpers at the bars. That was crazy all this
really?
Week. I don't know what that is and why I didn't get, you know, word about that. But yeah, it was crazy around here, the neighborhood.
Around this neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that, in the bars, how many bars did you go to this weekend?
I did go to a few, actually.
You did?
Yeah.
You were bar hopping?
I wouldn't say it was that much, but yeah, I definitely was checking out the scene.
So how many did you go to?
Last night or today?
Yeah, just this weekend, this whole weekend.
How many unique places?
Yes. How many distinctly different places?
Let me think here. let's see. Oh.
Carry the one.
Does Friday count?
Divided by
four. It's Friday.
Oh,
yes,
yeah. Friday counts.
It's Friday.
That is technically the weekend.
Okay. And that is true for most people. So that's one.
Yep.
And then last night.
Uh-huh.
Two. Three. Four. Today.
You went to to three bars on Saturday? I don't want the Saturday to end. Okay, so now we're at four.
I don't know if today counts
because today totally counts.
There wasn't a drink, but it was a place that would have drinks. So okay. I don't think that counts.
Did you have a drink?
I did not.
Okay, well then
it doesn't really count.
It doesn't really count. Okay. Then you went to brunch.
Four.
Wow. Why so many?
Congratulations!
Yesterday. Were you just hot?
Well, it just seemed like the thing to do.
Who were you out with?
A mutual friend of ours.
Nobody gets that.
Nobody gets that. That's totally inside.
Inside baseball.
Warning. Inside baseball.
You guys are having a great time.
Yeah. We went to your and mine favorite taco place.
The Taqueria?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You were in the neighborhood.
Yep.
Ironically, we were at the MFA.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I think I saw that check-in.
Went to the business party of the spouse.
Business party?
Well, the business, Christmas party. Work Christmas party.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the MFA.
That's where it was?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was nice. It was very fancy.
Huh.
Yes. It was nice free drinks and free food, and we got to look at the art.
Mm-hmm.
Walk around. We looked at the modern exhibit. And, you know, with the Jackson Pollocks are and stuff.
The new wing, the sort new of, wing. Well, yeah. Which is probably, what, 2 years old now.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's new for us.
It's still new, yeah.
Where the Jackson Pollocks are and, it's like, cool. The, you know, the, what else is over there? Oh, the Georgia O'Keeffe's and all that stuff.
I haven't been since, like, when it first opened. I was, like,
oh, really?
Time. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I was just there. You know, I went there and I'm like, I've criticized these pieces before, like, recently. You know, just
that familiar.
Looking at, and I was like, man, and but it was cool to see some of the Art Deco stuff, the furniture.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Actually, I really like that section.
Yeah, it's fun.
There's like, and they have like some lights.
Yes, yes.
That I thought were kind of cool.
A crazy lamp up in there.
Oh yeah.
Gumby says his favorite artist is Edward Hopper.
Mm. Oh, who knew?
I think I saw some Hopper pieces last night too.
I think that I think they definitely have some there.
Wow. Anyway, it was really fun.
So you were over here and I was over there.
Yep.
Kind of.
Ironically. Yeah. But we weren't there for long. I mean, we started to get tired around 10.
Uh-huh.
You know, out of there.
That's when you're out. Okay.
Went to bed super early.
That is really early.
Yeah.
Things were just getting started over here. I'll tell you.
I was sleeping like around 11.
We went to, have you ever been to the Hawthorne?
No, what's that?
It's right next to...
where is that?
Right, it's kind of near the T over there, in Kenmore. You go into the hotel and it's right downstairs.
Wait, Kenmore?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's
no, kinda, I've never been there.
It's kind of hip.
Is it?
Good drinks.
Wow.
Little stuffy. But like,
oh, it's stuffy?
But it has potential because the people there at work there were hip.
Oh.
And like the drink, everything was cool about it. But then like the clientele was not my favorite.
Oh. Were they older?
Having a good time.
Or were they just annoying?
A little bit of both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, yeah, you get that magic combination of both.
And younger too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
So some of that. Yeah.
Oh. Sometimes I think we're at that age where we're still cool and young, but sometimes you can get annoyed by like
the
early 20s.
Oh yeah.
20s.
Very easily.
Yeah.
Very easily.
Even some of the late 20s I get annoyed with. I'm like, shut up.
Right.
Just shut up.
Just because you're out.
Just be quiet.
You don't need to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need to be obnoxious or like crazy, acting all fool. Just be quiet. Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. I like that.
You know, I don't know. I feel like, when I feel like that, sometimes I feel like, you know, like, get off my lawn, like that kind of
feeling old person.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, by the time you reach 35, 36, I mean, you know, life is like a lot less exciting, I guess. You know, you're just living for the bedtime sometimes. RJ Gumby says, you're not too young if you're sleepy at 10. That's true. I guess I'm a geriatric.
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out, Gumby.
I am sleepy at 10.
That makes Kay feel better.
Yeah, 10 o'clock comes around. That's late for me.
I have been having a hard time going to bed earlier because I'm like a midnight to 1 a.m. And it'd be nice. To go to bed at 10 would be nice. I think that would
be.
I think I'd like that.
You got to work on that?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you could just get up earlier. That would help. Because by the time by the time it gets to 10, you're like exhausted.
I guess that's true. I should just get up earlier.
Yeah.
Mm.
Or you can
not that bad.
Just be just have more emotional traumas. Then you'll be tired.
Oh yeah, that's kept me up too. I mean that happens.
I think women go through.
Oh, women.
Women go through a little more of like an emotional day than men do.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
Uh-huh.
Because we're special like that.
I don't.
Women have all those emojis all day long, and men might have two.
Oh, well, I've had my share. Don't get me wrong.
I know you've had your share. But in general, I mean, like every day, you know?
Yeah, ups and downs.
Yeah, like a lot of ups and downs. Uh-huh. You guys are a lot more stable. Hmm. Especially when it's like, I mean, it comes to like that time of the month. I mean, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, it's not the big deal for me.
It's a lot of ups and downs. Yeah, not for you. Sometimes I'll be like getting angry and like crying and stuff like that and be like, what's my problem? And then like I'll look at the calendar and be like,
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
It's only after the fact that I realize what's going on, you know? Like I'll have like a really emotional day and I just like, I can't keep it together. And then I'm like, oh, yeah.
Is that kind of like 12 hours or like the next day you know it?
Maybe the next day.
Yeah. You're like, oh, that's what happened the day before.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes nice. Sometimes I am lucid and I realize what's going on, like during, like I'm like, I'm crying because I'm in PMS. You know, you yeah. can, you can get like, I don't know.
It can
be like 7 days out. You can start having those symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great being a lady.
Well, there you go.
It's so great. But you know what? One day I won't have those problems.
I guess that's true.
I'll be gone.
I guess there's something to look forward to. Yep.
It is someone to look forward to. Wait a minute. This thing's all messed up.
So, oh, you know, we've got a lot of...
12th. Oh, sorry.
Maybe I should plug our upcoming shows.
Oh,
As if this show isn't exciting right now that you're listening to. Well, I just wanted... we got musical guests, you know, today we got Tony Watson, country singer. And then, you know, next week, the 13th, I believe. Yeah, that is right. Mm-hmm. We've got Kinder Jazz, which is the
world. I'm excited for that.
Which is the world's
Kinder Jazz.
First big band for kids.
That's exciting.
How about that? And then, you know, on December 20th.
Sorry, Facebook. A lot of Facebook action.
You know who we have on our show? Real big guest.
Santa Claus.
Well, Santa Claus is going to be on the show. Yeah, we're gonna try to get Santa on if we can coordinate. No, we've got Adele.
Adele.
Bonita Adele.
Oh.
Yeah, she's going to be on the show. She's an R&B star. She'll be on the show. December 20th.
I was like, no. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, she's going to be great. I've seen a couple of her videos.
Nice.
And I think that's going to be our holiday party show. We're going to try to get some of our favorite friends who've been on the show.
Wait.
And we had a good time last year.
We had a great time last year.
And so that's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of good stuff coming up. Just wanted to let you guys know.
I'll be living someplace else by then.
Yeah.
I'll be living by someplace else by...
And then after that, you'll be another place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. None of our moves are simple. None of them.
And you've had so many.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Yes. I live to move, apparently. This will be the last one for a while. I hope so. Move to the new place.
Yeah, I really hope so for you guys.
I drive by that building all the time. I'm like...
Done yet?
Yeah, I'm like, are you done yet? There's Tyvek on the front of the building, so that's promising. You know, these windows, they installed the windows.
Starting to come together.
Yeah, I saw some drywall in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. Just, you know, I'm like, can we get this together? Can we get this going? Get it going.
When is your, when do you think, or when do they say it might?
I think that the latest is like March.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hoping.
Okay.
For February.
Ooh.
Hoping for it. Praying for it.
Okay.
Because that's when the weather is going to be the best. It's in February.
Yeah, that's because that's the best time to move.
That's the best time to move.
Yeah,
snow whenever storms. Like there's like 3 feet of snow on the ground and snows and nor'easters and stuff.
You'll probably get one of those big storms.
Yeah,
when you're gonna
probably get a big nor'easter on the day that we're moving.
Try to
it's gonna be rocking. I love it. It's my favorite. What does he say? Sounds good. Kinder Jazz. Yeah. We're going to be, so in Boston, if you're listening from anywhere else in the country and you don't know, so December right now, it's like 60 degrees. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, the weather's been really
weird. Weather is so weird. I mean, I'm not complaining because it's like nice.
Yeah, it's all right.
And we haven't seen any snow yet, but like December usually is pretty mild and okay. Like it's kind of, maybe it's cold sometimes, but like there usually hasn't been like any like particularly large like weather events, but like January... In February and March tend to be horrible.
Yeah, you could get some serious stuff happening.
Yeah, as soon as the new year happens is whenever like the nightmares start. like last year, we had that like horrible winter. It started in February, right?
There's some really big storms.
Yeah, and it just like it was relentless. It did not stop. In a month, we got 100 plus feet of snow. Like, come on, really?
That's a lot, yeah.
It's a lot.
It's really crazy.
I think it was like 107.5 or something. Insane. Thanks, Boston. I remember like thinking, I'm like, oh my God, I got to move. I want to move.
Yeah.
I almost want to move to Canada right now. All this terrorism and stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Canada seems to be a good place.
Canada's a great place. No one's got a beef with Canada, right?
Right. Yeah.
That's, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, we got the serious gun problem here. Anyways,
it's just bad times. So I had trouble sleeping last week. Do you hear laughter on the street?
I think there's a laughter on the street. I think there's a party.
Well, I'm telling
going
you.
On next door.
Okay. I didn't tell you this because I forgot.
Yes.
Last night we were going to the party. On the way there, we took Uber and we saw people in the street with pajamas on.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw people tonight with pajamas on. Is there a thing going on?
I don't know. But I saw the people with the okay, Santa.
I gotta look it up.
And the Santa's little helper. They looked like bigger.
Are they at a bar?
They looked like bigger people to me. Like they're just big. You know what I mean?
What do you mean they look like bigger people to you?
Like they're just, I don't know. They're bigger than us in many ways. And they're on the streets. Lots of Santas.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I'm looking up pajama party. Maybe pajama party, Boston, December. If there's something going on. Pajama party. Wait a minute. Pajama party. This is 2014 though.
Hmm.
Oh, it's for toddlers.
Okay.
It says toddlers. Wear your pajamas to the museum on Friday night and join us for games, songs, and picture stories. Older siblings are welcome to participate.
Interesting.
We should have a pajama party with like stories.
We could. Yeah, that could be like maybe that could be our holiday party.
What's going on with the cat?
Theo's now.
Is he after your weird news? Like, what is the deal?
He wants to eat the weird news.
What does he have against it? Come on, kitty.
Okay.
He's crazy. He's crazy.
He's
got his eye on the weird news.
Yeah,
like,
he's
like really. Look at him. He's really intense about it. He's got to get it. He's weirdo.
I think he's. What do you say? He's feeling his oats. Maybe
he
right.
is. It's power hour.
Okay.
We got the drinks.
Oh, I like that sound.
You like the sound?
That's nice.
Got the drinks going.
Maybe I gotta get a sound drop for that.
Mm.
That could be good.
A drink sound drop.
Yeah.
A drink drop.
We have this one, but that's making the drink. I like the...
You like the have in the drink.
The glass.
Yeah,
the
drink in the drink. The sippy sippy. We could do like a sip sound, like a...
We could probably make it.
Mmm.
Mmm. That's good. We might have it right there.
We're just sitting there. We're doing Foley on the show. Oh, man.
Boy, this is fascinating.
So along with all the moving like stuff that's going on this week, we got a list of furniture. I did some Craigslist listing. Uh-huh. Sold the...
Are you getting rid of stuff?
Yeah, sold the IKEA chair and the ottoman today.
That's great. I love getting rid of stuff.
Yeah, they're going to pick it up on Friday. It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. And I was decluttering today. I was going through like my, you know, I have a box just full of electronic things, you know, like cords and cables and like little pieces.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Stuff.
I've got about six of those.
I had like 600 USB to micro USB cords.
Wow.
Like, I'm like,
I've got a bunch of those.
And I'm like, who needs this many? Because every time you buy a device that uses it, they just give you one.
That's true. And then you get another one.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm giving these all to Best Buy. I'm like, all I need really.
Oh, you dump them in the thing?
Yeah.
What is this cat? It's just
I don't know. He's crazy. All I need is really like two.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to keep take two or three. And I had like also many, like mini USB or mini USB. I had micro and mini. USB to USB.
You know, the mini one is not very usable. Like, no. I don't have many devices that have that plug.
I think tons
of things are micro.
Like, I think I have a few minis still left.
And I have a hard time finding... I got one right
the over. Micro. The micro is the small,
that's
small
this
one, right?
One, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is the micro?
No, that's the mini.
The mini is the bigger one, and the micro is the smaller one.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, the mini, I had about like 8,000. And I was like, really?
This you don't need much of. Yeah. Like this, I get annoyed if I have a bunch of these because I'm like, I don't even know why. Like, I don't even know the device that I guess.
I know a few devices, but I'm going to keep two. And I'm going to keep two of the micro.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
That's probably good.
Like, really? And I had so many like cables and things where I was like, what is this for? And then I'm like, screw this. Best Buy can have it. What is going on with Theo?
He's like in a mood. He's like gonna like tear. Like he's like killing a napkin. He's really in a mood.
He is in a mood.
Go
he's
Theo!
Really, oh my god, he's gonna tear it up.
Yeah, he's tearing it up.
He's get it.
He's get it.
Get it. You know you're bored when you're playing with a napkin. Don't you have some better toys around?
He's got plenty of toys. They're all over the place.
He just wants that napkin.
Wow.
That's special. that's really special.
Yeah.
So what was I saying? Oh, I was decluttering all the electronic devices, old phones, old cell phones.
That's good.
I mean, seriously, why do I have those around? You know what I found today also?
Yeah.
Palm Pixie.
Oh, wow.
Gotta go.
I still have one of them.
You do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it?
I'm kind of proud to have it.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
No one else knows what this is. Like, this is so, like, individual.
Yeah. As a ringtone.
Yeah.
For WebOS.
You know what I should do? You know what I really want to do is, like, have this as my ringtone for my iPhone. I think it would be amazing. How could I do that? I think I could do it, actually. I think
you could do it.
I just have to change the format of the file.
Yeah.
And it'll be a ringtone. I'm doing that tonight.
Oh, that's funny.
It's like a midnight project.
Some people will, not many, but it would be pretty funny to some people.
It would be like, awesome. Be like, wait a minute, where's that coming from? Those phones were like obsolete and gone.
Yeah, I still do miss it.
I got a lot of notifications.
Right now? Oh, okay, yes. That's okay.
That was me.
Like, what's that?
I get text messages from iPhone users also on my computer because it's an iMessage.
Uh-huh.
So I get them all over the place.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's the device. It's like they play so well together, but sometimes it's not. Like, what is going on with Theo?
Because you want to get all the everything to ring at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you should see it when I get like a FaceTime. Mm-hmm. All the devices are ringing. All three of them.
Wow.
Like iPhone, iPad, computer, and like I'm like, which one should I answer on? Which ones should I do? Apparently, there's new Apple TV.
I heard about that.
Sized to get it.
Yeah.
Because the old Apple TV is going to go out the door. I'll pay the $99 for the new Apple TV. Is it $99?
What's new about it?
Don't know. But apparently, I think you might be able to use your device to type on it for, like, searching.
Because
that is super irritating right now.
I thought you could do that.
Can't do it right now with the old Apple
TV.
Yeah,
a lot of people say that's a problem.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
Like,
a lot of people don't like the interface.
Everything about the Apple TV is cool except for that feature. Like, if I want to search for something on YouTube, I have to, like...
Do the little... Yeah. Yeah, that's horrible.
Like an animal.
I can't, yeah. Can't be having that.
Like, really? It's terrible. But we got like a bunch of moving boxes today, like epic.
Yeah.
And bubble wrap.
Uh-huh.
You saw the bubble wrap I posted on Facebook.
Yeah, I thought you were just going to be popping it.
I mean, it would be really fun to pop it, but it like cost me $100, so I'm not going to pop it.
Okay.
I'm going to wrap some shelving in it.
That's good.
And stuff. And like, you know, dishes and all that. We got two things. We got lots of bubble wrap. We got so much stuff. You know what we don't have, though?
Mm.
That we should probably get some more of?
Yeah.
Tape.
Oh, packing tape? Hey!
I think we forgot about tape.
Do you want? I'll give you a roll of packing tape.
For reals?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Thanks. Where you get that at?
I got a few rolls. I'm overstocked.
You're overstocked? I'll take some tape off you.
I've got like...
I'm sized for tape.
I bought like a half dozen, but I found a bunch in the hallway. I give you a few rolls.
Nice. Thanks.
Some of them, you know, they're mostly used, but...
That would help. Yeah, hey, I don't care. Yeah. It's tape. Yeah. What are you going to do? You know?
Yeah, sure.
I should write that like on my to-do list, like change ringtone. I'm going to write that right now.
Yeah, you like that? That's good. Yeah, yeah. I think that'd be funny.
To do. I put it on my to-do list. Wow. The only thing else on my to-do list is Tay James.
It's a good OS. I'm still miss it.
I know. I felt sad when I took it out of the box today and I was like, well, I guess I don't need this anymore.
You could still buy new devices that have that.
The WebOS?
It's on
TV.
Yeah. LG TVs, I think.
It's weird, man.
It doesn't look... It looks completely different. You would never know it, but yeah. Anyways.
That's totally weird.
Tech. Yeah.
We're not a tech podcast. But sometimes we talk about tech stuff, you know?
It's good, yeah. You know? It's what we do.
I mean, the decluttering of the tech stuff was, like, epic. I have so many cords that I put in that bag. It was, like, ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And then Eve comes in. He's like, wait, what's in there? I'm like, don't...
He's getting all worked up.
Yeah, he's getting worked up. He was like, what are you throwing away?
Well, he could use his phone.
Well, I mean, the micro USB, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I got like 85 of those. You know, they're for like the, because the Kindle uses it.
Yeah.
I think I have like one other device that uses it. But that's about it. I bought like a couple of cords while I was like Hilton Head. So I have like extra cords that don't even belong to anything, you know, because it was just because I forgot to bring a charger. I was like, I'll buy one. So, I mean, it's ridiculous. All right, should we take a break?
I think we probably, we probably should take a break.
All right. All right. About that. After the break, we have our guest.
Yeah.
My paper's
just. Uh oh. Theo's calmed down now. So.
Yeah, he's a little bit more chill.
But he definitely was the culprit, huh?
Yeah, he was getting all worked up. Just angry.
He's angry. <I don't know>. All right, we're going to take a short break. And after the break, Tony Watson.
Yes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
I lost my way. Don't know where to go. When I look back at all the mistakes I made, just some wrong turns. Now here I am, and I can live. I can live without your love, and I can.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Dan, Simeon, Jeff, McGinnick.
Does your car need a tune-up, an oil change, new brake pads? Do you like chimps? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then drive on over to see Tim Simeon, Chimp Mechanics.
Yeah, I was due for an oil change, so I thought I'd give Tim Simeon, Chimp Mechanic, a shot. He opened the hood of my car, drank the can of oil, and then shit on my engine. Best $20 I ever spent.
My engine was making a strange grinding sound, so I took it to Tim Simeon, Chimp Mechanic. Tim rode this tiny tricycle around the garage, and whenever I pointed my finger at him like a gun, he would grab his chest and collapse to the ground like he just got shot.
So next time you have car trouble, come on down to Tim Simeon Chimp Mechanic, where there's a lot of monkey business and an actual monkey business.
Does your house smell like ass? Find out what you can do tonight.
This week on Zenora, Queen of Battle, a plan is hatched.
Zenora, what should we do?
We'll have to make them think we're enemies. Quick, fake a catfight.
Ah, my hair!
And a friendship is strengthened.
That catfight got me so dusty.
Here, let me give you a sponge bath.
All on the next Zenora.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
Walking through the city and look all around. I see the faces of the lost and the found. They have shabby clothes and cardboard homes. No place to go. But in a small side street, the homeless rest the bones. My still small voice. It's my still small voice. My still small voice. So I know it's there, and I believe it. My still small voice. Whoa, my still small voice. It's my still small voice.
Hey, yo, this is the Derek and Kay Show. We are back.
We're okay.
A mute button. You gotta watch that.
It's okay. Welcome back to the Derek and Kay Show.
Yes.
You can contact us at our website, dkradioshow.com. Email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and follow us on The Vine. And we are also on the SoundCloud. Listen to high-quality audio clips of our show, The Greatest Moments. And if you are listening right now, live, you can give us a call at 661-467-2416. Now I'm struggling because I'm not confident that it's going to be the right phone number anymore.
I mean, you're okay. That was good.
Just a hot mess. Anyway, we have on the phone with us, joining us, country singer Tony Watson. This is his song, Still Small Voice, which is really cool. Tony, are you on the phone? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how's it going?
It's doing great.
Awesome. You having a good weekend?
Yeah, having a great weekend.
Awesome. Well, we love your
song. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the inspiration for that song.
That's an interesting story. I do donate some of my time to a worship team every couple weeks, and so when you're in that process of doing a couple sermons on a Sunday, you know, the day starts about 5:30 in the morning, and you get prepped, and we do some practicing in the morning early, and then, you know, by the time you do two services, it's about 12:30 going on one. But during the services, you know, you're looking into the crowd, you're looking at sometimes problems, people, but you're also listening to the sermons. And on this particular day, I'm hearing a sermon about displaced people, abused women, things like that. And the opposite of that, sort of, is I started hearing this song. And so I'm writing this song down as I'm listening to a sermon that's a bit opposite but similar. And probably by the time the second service was over, I pretty much had this song jotted down. And when I got home, I started playing it. And about 2 o'clock, I pretty much had it finished as you hear it now.
Wow.
And within a couple of weeks, I took it to the studio.
Well, that's
and within another week or two after that, we had it mastered.
Wow, fast process.
That is fast. That's
that's super fast.
That sounds like a nice way to put together a song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
I work with some good artists in LA, and you know, so TV movie type artists during the day and studio musicians at night. So, you know, kind of a pick of top musicians that I was working with there in L.A. And
awesome.
So on top of everything else, the orchestrator, the strings you hear in the background, you know, we put together, I'm the producer most usually for my music. And so, you know, it all just fell together quite quickly. Not usual.
Wow. That's
we know that.
Yeah, that's great. So this song is special in a couple ways, right? Because you've also, it was just released last month, right? And for a special
just
cause?
This past Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Hot
just
off the presses.
There you go.
Hot off the presses. That is awesome. Well, it's a great message in
made
the
it
song.
Made it as far as the UK and London, so it's doing well.
Wow, awesome.
That's quite a reach.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's far.
it has some legs of its own at this point.
That's really incredible.
So we hear that some of your influences, James Taylor, John Denver, John Prime, Neil Young, and Cat Stevens. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
You know, I more or less grew up with these guys. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I'm playing their music and also writing music. And so, you know, every one of those guys influenced the way I kind of put songs together, write songs. You know, I more or less learned from them in some ways.
Yeah.
Although I'm not so sure you can teach a songwriter how to write.
I felt like when I was listening to, we were just listening to My Still Small Voice, I could feel like I could hear a little bit of Neil Young. Just, I can almost imagine him maybe doing that song.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a little bit of Neil in there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
you know, on the pitch a little bit, yes.
Yeah. So you're from West Virginia?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about growing up there, because that is the country, huh?
Well, basically, I grew up about 70 miles just south of Pittsburgh, just across the Mason-Dixon line. So
wow.
I can't really safe out in the country, just south of the University of West Virginia. So
okay,
you know,
a little more suburban.
Yes, yes, we were hillbillies, but suburban hillbillies. And so I grew up basically at the age of two playing, started playing ukulele, and for, you know, for Dentine and candy or whatever I could get.
Oh,
and, ukulele for candy.
Wow, I like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had little steps and, you know, so.
Nice.
Whatever it took. And so from there, at the age of eight, started playing percussion and got real serious about that and had many bands playing, you know, trap sets and stage band, jazz band. And then I moved on into the symphony. And so from there, basically, I landed the first chair in the USA Orchestra and,
wow,
and did a tour with them. And so basically cut my first album in Carnegie Hall.
Wow. Playing
that's
percussion?
Cool.
At an early age.
You play,
yeah, it was pretty outstanding.
You play a lot of different instruments, right? That's I've heard that.
Yeah.
From strings and percussion.
Mm-hmm.
How many instruments do you play? What do you play?
Well, basically, it's whatever comes with strings on it.
Okay.
Anything so with strings.
In my studio, I have banjo, mandolin. Just added a standing bass.
Nice.
A beautiful 1955 American Standard happened to fall in my lap.
Wow, how'd that happen?
And it's
that's a big instrument on your lap.
Yeah, that's a big instrument just happened on your lap. Did that hurt?
Well, my local music shop got bought out, and it was sitting in the corner, and I went and rescued it like I usually do.
Oh, wow.
I rescue instruments and have a little bit of a ministry where I'll fix up instruments and get them to kids to play. As a matter of fact, last night I visited a young girl who's playing the drums, and I gave her a snare drum for Christmas.
Oh, that's nice. He's like musical Santa Claus.
Yeah, there's no lack of instruments, so I fix them up and make sure people play.
That's awesome.
That's good. That's a good gift to give.
Playing is good.
Yeah.
Playing is good. Good, good, good. Yeah, music's
important.
Yeah, we
didn't cry, but it was close. It was close. I started Christmas last night. It was really cool.
Oh, that's nice.
That is nice, yeah.
Yeah, so it's in the spirit of the song.
So what other projects do you have coming up?
I'm glad you asked that. I just wrote a new song called You Don't Know How Much I Love You. It's a love song. And I'm planning, part of it's completed. I'm planning on going down to work with Bill McDermott, who works for Big Machine, Sony. And I worked with Bill on my last song, Doing the Best, which you can hear on Star One Records, which is out doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're going to finish that down in Nashville. So I'm looking forward to that after the first of the year.
Cool, cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
I've never been down in Nashville.
No, me neither.
More than cool. I love working down there. Oh,
what's your favorite part about
Once
Nashville?
Again, you get all the best of the studio.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you love Nashville, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I like Nashville.
A lot of people love Nashville. A lot of people talk really good positive things about Nashville.
Yeah.
That's where the country happens.
I have good friends that live there.
Well, all right, Tony. Well, what we do with guests that we don't know very well is we ask them some really dumb questions. So are you prepared to answer some stupid questions?
Random questions.
No, they're dumb.
I'm good for stupid questions.
They're pretty dumb.
Stupid is and stupid does.
Yeah. Okay, so we have our stupid questions for strangers. All right. It's question number one. These are out of order, Derek. I don't know how they got out of
really?
Order. Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. Mix it up. That's good.
Okay. Number one. Name three things that scared you as a little kid.
Oh. The Shriner with the big sword.
Ooh.
That guy was scary.
Like the one that would wear the funny hats?
Yeah, and he swung the big sword.
Yeah, I don't remember them having swords.
What are you talking about?
I didn't care too much for their pals on the little motorcycles.
Yeah, the little cars.
What are you talking about?
The fez hats. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I wasn't afraid of them. I just didn't like them.
I don't know what you're talking about. Hold on, I'm doing a Google image search.
I know what you're talking
about.
Oh,
the Shriners.
Yes.
Oh, those guys.
Oh, yeah, with the big swords.
Yeah, they're a little scary.
I don't remember the swords.
Swing it in the air.
Okay. That would be enough to scare you.
I thought it was going to get my nose.
This Google image search just gives you a little, like the Shriners and the little cars. They're not so scary.
And then I thought some clowns were a bit scary.
Oh, well,
we don't like the clowns. Yeah.
Clowns are definitely scary.
I didn't trust the clown at all.
Clowns definitely.
We're with you on that one.
He doesn't play any instruments. He juggles. That's pretty cool. But other than that,
other than that, he's kind of scary. Was there anything else? That's 2 out of 3.
That's good.
No, I gave you 3 out of 3.
Wait, what happened?
The Shriner with the sword, and then the Shriner with the little car.
Oh, okay. Oh, the little car was scary, too. All right.
Yeah, the little car was scary, yeah.
It's creepy.
It came right at you. It is creepy.
All right, question number 2. Close the shower curtain after finishing, or leave it open?
Close the shower curtain.
Naturally, okay. Yes. That one has a right answer. Okay. Question number 3. What's the celebrity you most resemble?
Celebrity I most resemble?
Yeah.
My wife says James Garner.
James Garner.
And if I smile just right, Jack Nicholson.
Oh, wow. Who's Johnny? Where's Johnny? Wait, here's Johnny. I said, who's Johnny? Where's Johnny?
And then...
I need some
you
more.
You can't handle that.
Yeah.
You can't handle the truth. All right. Number 4. If you drink alcohol, what's your favorite cocktail? If not, favorite beverage?
Favorite beverage, Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
Okay.
Gotta have the Diet Coke. Gotta have the aspartame.
There you go.
A lot of people like the Diet Coke.
Not too much anymore. I got back on them.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Probably
for
good
you.
Thing.
All right. Number 5.
Yeah, good thing.
iPhone, Android, or Windows Phone?
Wow, I made the list.
That always makes the
iPhone.
List, Derek.
Okay.
iPhone. Yes, that's the right answer for that one. All right. Number 6. What's your favorite smell?
My favorite smell is roses.
Roses.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite smells.
Yeah.
Also, I like the smell of roses.
Uh-huh,
anything
good.
That smells like roses, I'm on it.
That's a good smell.
All right. 7th and final question.
We sure are having fun, right, Tony?
I am. I'm not sure where this is going. I'm feeling a bit trapped, but go ahead.
Favorite costume?
Favorite costume?
Yeah.
Let me think. Like for Halloween?
Sure.
Swami.
Salami?
I think it says
Swami.
Swami.
Oh.
What is that?
Swami. And the answer is?
I got you.
Girls think.
Okay. With a hat.
Girls think. Johnny Carson.
Yeah, you put the envelope to the forehead. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I just put the envelope to my head.
Yep, that's good.
And the answer is, what do girls think?
Yep. I'm so glad you didn't say salami.
Yeah, I thought you said salami too, and I was like, that would have been an amazing costume. Handmade
okay,
salami costume.
Wow.
Weird or awesome.
What does that look like?
Okay.
That just
my baloney has a first name.
It's T-O-N-Y.
It's O-S-T-A-R. You'd have the car, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That would be amazing. Next year, Derek, we should go as meat, just in general.
Yeah, we'll be lifelong vegetarian over here, but I could dress up as meat.
You could be salami, and I'll be Oscar
pork
Mayer.
Chop.
Pork chop. Pork chop. Not the lamb.
It's not my dog.
Pork chop the lamb.
You guys are fun.
Yeah,
we are. Hey, thanks.
Fun.
Yeah, we are.
All right, Tony, tell the listeners where they can connect with you and listen to your music.
We have a new label now, and it's Shine On Records. That's shineonrecords.com. And you can go in there and click on music and click on Tony Watson. and buy this song, please, because I'm hoping to feed some hungry people, some displaced women and children, and do some good. I'm trying to do some good.
That's a good cause.
That is good.
You're a good man, Tony.
And you have thousands of followers on Facebook.
Yeah, with two sites. There's two Tony Watson sites. Plenty of room for everybody.
Okay.
All right. All I have to do is click that like button.
You can't get into one. You can get in the other. There's two.
Two. That's how popular.
That's two. Wow.
I like that.
Wow. I wish we had two pages. Wow. All you got to do is click that like button an odd amount of times and you're in.
You too can also have two pages.
We could if we weren't lazy.
Well, or if we were more popular.
One I weigh heavy on entertainment, and the other one I just weigh heavy on fans and some entertainment. And it gets all mixed up now. It's all mixed up.
I see.
Interesting.
All right, Tony, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to us and hang out with us.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it.
We're going to...
Could I mention just a couple other things?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You can also get all my music at star1ent.com/Tony-Watson. You can go there and pick up all my music. As a matter of fact, just 3 weeks ago at the AMG Heritage Award, I am the new recipient of Music Video of the Year for Down the Interstate.
Hey, congratulations.
Last year was 26 weeks at number one in rock charts. On
awesome. That's great.
Yeah, congratulations.
Just saying.
Down the Interstate. We're going to play that song, actually, when we go out on our next break.
Cool. That's a great song.
Yeah, it is.
Still going strong.
That's
the video's back on CMT and TiVo, and back, I think, on CMT TV, maybe.
Nice.
That is good.
Anyway.
Congratulations, Tony.
That's great.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it very much.
All right.
And I appreciate the seven questions.
Hey.
I'm thinking about those tonight.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the clown and stuff. I'll be afraid to go to bed.
Oh, no. We didn't mean for that.
We just wanted to have fun and get to know you.
Yeah.
You know?
Have a Diet Coke and relax.
No,
that's right.
I'm not afraid of anything, by the way.
Okay, good. All right, Tony, a good night. Have a great rest of your weekend, okay?
All right,
thanks so much, Tony.
All right, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
All right,
bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, bye.
All right, that was the great Tony Watson, everybody. We'll be taking a break, and guys come back with weird news, even though we should switch it up.
It is weird news.
One of the listener who's been mentioned
later. Loyal listener John, a last name withheld, said that it would be a good idea to rotate our weird news and hot topics because sometimes we didn't have time, but we'll figure that out.
We'll figure it out.
Some other time.
All right. Quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
The Warehouse Supply Warehouse is the place for all your warehouse supply needs. Forklifts, wooden pallets, giant storage shelves, bubble wrap, and fluorescent lighting. It's all in here.
Where?
Here.
Where?
House. Supply Warehouse. So come to the warehouse off of I-17. There isn't a sign there yet, but if you walk into a warehouse that looks like a recently abandoned warehouse because there's nothing inside except for warehouse supplies, then you're probably in the right warehouse. But make sure you are, because there are actually a lot of similar-looking abandoned warehouses in that particular area.
The Warehouse Supply Warehouse. It's where you should be. House.
How often do you think about the air you breathe? Oxygen, gas of life, or secret military death vapor? Tonight.
Why be a little girl when you can be a little vixen? Why play with dolls when you can play with a little bitch?
Little Bitches, the dolls, clothes, and lifestyle craze that is sweeping through America.
These little girls grew up so fast. Now their dolls do too. It's great.
Mom, have you seen my thong or nipple tassels?
My little Mackenzie wants a doll who's self-sufficient and empowered and earns money by shaking it. After all, if you've got it, flaunt it. Right, Mackenzie?
Right, Dad. Can you get your hand off my private parts?
Little Bitches.
Little Bitches. The dolls every girl wants. Available wherever toys are sold.
This is the Derek & Kay Show.
Call the Derek & Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek & Kay Show.
Welcome back to the Derek & Kay Show, hosted by Derek & Kay, but you probably already assumed that.
The crash, the rumble, the fall, the tumble, it's huge, colossal, the snap, the fumble, the crash, the rumble, the fall, the tumble, it's huge, colossal, the snap, the fumble.
I was on the edge, I was on the brink, I was on the cliff, tippy toes, both feet. Now I can see the bottom, and I can feel the pain.
Hey, it is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
We are back.
The warehouse. Warehouse. Supply warehouse.
Yeah.
Is that where you got your bubble wrap?
Yeah, sure.
That place is pretty cool.
It's not where I got my bubble wrap, but it's all good.
Good store.
It probably would have been cheaper there.
Maybe.
Finally feeling good now.
Yeah, you feeling good? Do you need some more?
No, I don't need more.
Really?
Not really.
Okay. I might need some more after this.
You don't need any more of them? Tortilla chips.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have any of those.
I'm going to get them on the way home.
Okay. You got a thing or something?
No. I got some soup at home that like it's good for tortilla chips.
You need the chips.
Don't let me leave here without the tape, by the way.
Okay. Packing tape. Yeah, remind me and I'll get it for you because I got time. I'll give you, I got some extra brown ones too.
Extra brown?
That you can, nice. You can take some of those. Yeah.
I'm going to see what Brown can do for me.
Okay, there you go.
All right, it's time for the weird news.
Thank you.
Derek Kalish.
I got Derek's weird news.
I got Derek's weird news.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. Okay, first story. This one comes to us from Vienna. We have a marijuana plantation found near the police dog center.
Plantation, really?
Yeah, it's like a whole big pot area. Police say that they've discovered a plantation with more than 700 pot plants near a warehouse close to the police dog center. Police say that one of their dogs caught whiff of the plant last week, and the officer said that the man... taking a hose into the warehouse in search of the... I'm not sure what the hose is for.
Wait, what?
Well, they took the dog...
Not lederhosen, right?
It doesn't say. But there was nearly 734 different kinds of pot plants in this warehouse.
How many?
And that's what's happening in Vienna.
Wait, how many? 734?
734... pot plants. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That is like a warehouse.
That is a whole plantation, just about.
Yeah.
In Austria?
Yeah.
In Vienna?
Yeah.
This commercial is like, is punting my my gag.
Oh, they had a commercial? Oh, nice.
I don't know if I have any jokes. It's just marijuana in Austria.
So the dogs found it.
The dogs found it. The hunts. Das Hund. Arf, arf. This is what they found when they went up to the this is what the background of the like the background music for their heist. For their pot heist. Oh dear. Okay. All right. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with
good.
That.
No, it's pretty good.
Yeah, you like that?
That was good, okay. Yeah. You want to hear some hard-hitting donkey news?
Of course. Always want to hear hard-hitting donkey news.
Okay.
Why wouldn't I?
This one comes to us from Oklahoma.
Where the wind comes sweeping down the plain and the blazing wheat and the can sure smell sweet and the wind comes right behind the rain.
Yep. A donkey picked up by police is reunited with Oklahoma owner. A miniature donkey that hitched a ride. Yeah, really, really kind of cute. Hitched a ride in an Oklahoma police cruiser has been reunited with its owner. Police in Norman, Oklahoma, called the donkey Squishy. I'm not sure why. And gave it a lift, maybe because he squished into the back seat of the cruiser.
Was it named Squishy, or that was the nickname it gave
it? It's named Cruz, actually.
Oh, okay.
After the animals found wandering the road on Tuesday morning, it turns out that Squishy's actually named Cruz and belongs to a chiropractor in Norman. And that's what's going on in Oklahoma.
He belongs to a chiropractor?
Yeah, he got loose, I guess.
Okay.
Well,
what an ass.
That's right.
Where'd the police find him, Chipotle?
It's a donkey.
No, because he's a burrito.
It's right, I got
he's
you.
A
okay.
Miniature.
There we go.
He's a miniature. You know, it's Burrow. But he's little, so he's burrito.
It's a stretch, but that was good.
No, it was good. I thought it was good.
I wish I could show you a picture of this little donkey.
Chipotle still has problems with
E. coli. I did hear that.
Like, I went there since that initial thing happened in Washington.
I
thought it was just a West Coast deal.
Uh-huh.
But then I hear that they're having problems like nationwide. I'm like, you know what? I want to stay clear of Chipotle for a while. Maybe take my business to Qdoba for a minute.
That might be a good idea,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, or Anna's.
Oh, Anna's is good.
Yeah.
Anna's, I think, has them all beat.
And they might not have E. coli.
They might not.
You know.
That's what kind of place it is.
If you give you diarrheas.
I wish,
I don't want that, right?
No, that would be bad times.
That is super bad times.
I'm trying to find the more appropriate. Oh, we don't have that one. What's this?
What
wait,
one?
Is this? No, that's not the song.
Wait, that's like the some of the peanut music.
No, I need to find that. This isn't the right one. I was hoping that was going to be it.
No one knows about that.
This is the Chipotle song. That's what I was looking for. Anyway,
the Chipotle song. There's a Chipotle song.
Well, with a hand farting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean that?
Yeah, apparently we don't have that still. Yeah, we're still looking for that.
All right, I think that ship has sailed. What's the next story?
Yeah, next story. Let's see. This one comes to us from St. Louis. Named Budweiser was arrested.
A man named Budweiser?
His actual name is Budweiser.
Wait a minute, first name?
Well, no, it's his full name. And he was arrested at Budweiser Brewery.
His name was Budweiser?
That is correct.
Okay.
St. Louis police.
That's such clever. Also mean.
Say that the Budweiser Brewery got a
brewery
got an unwelcome visit from a man with a memorable name. 19-year-old Budweiser was cited for trespassing.
So his parents knew what they were doing. What ass?
Yeah, right.
Hats.
He was cited for trespassing and resisting arrest. Police say he was found in a secured area of the brewery on Thursday evening. And that's what's happening at Budweiser.
You know what? I bet he is.
The king of beers, I think that's what they call it.
I was going to say, I bet he's for Halloween. I bet he's the king of beers. You know, wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be pretty good.
If you're already Budweiser, you should be the king of beers.
You'd just be like a, you could just be a can of beer. His friends would find that really funny.
Yeah, you could. Well, I mean, I'm sure he's been a can of beer, but if you're the king of beers, that's even better.
The king of beers.
Yeah, you could just wear a crown. All you have to do is wear a crown. You don't have to wear any other stuff.
And like
people
are
like,
tag.
Who are you? And I'm like, king of beers.
There you go.
Yeah, because he's Budweiser.
I don't think I've ever had a Budweiser.
Well, let me tell you, there's not much to be missed from that because I've had certainly my share of Budweisers and Bud Lights.
Uh-huh. Is this like fizzy, like it's barely beer? It's a bit thin.
It's watery. Tastes like pee a little bit.
That's what she said.
It's not good.
No, not good.
No.
I wouldn't think so. I don't know.
Definitely not good.
Yeah.
It tastes bad. Tastes bad.
Okay.
But you know what's good though?
Which
is like beer, light beer. Amstel Light. That's good. I like that.
Don't think I've ever had that either.
It's good.
Okay.
It's tasty, but Budweiser?
Okay.
No, you're not missing anything. Don't worry about it.
That's an unfortunate name for that chap.
Budweiser?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's 19. His parents knew exactly what they were doing when they named him.
They probably thought it was the funniest thing.
Yeah, they probably thought it was awesome. By the way, can we discuss, like, you have, like, a... What time is it on your microwave? Like, 0 o'clock? It was 0 o'clock last week and 0 o'clock this week.
Yeah, well, there's the new official time is up there in
yeah,
the bar.
Yeah, but I look at this the whole time.
Well, we got to get you used to this. Okay. Maybe we put it here. Would this be better?
Whoa!
Would it be better if it's there?
Well, it's good there, but I just can't...
What about here?
I can't see it. I can't see it if it's there. It needs to be, like, right
this
there.
Is big. What do you mean you can't see? Well, this is a big-ass clock.
It's behind the screen. Okay. All right.
There, you can't see that?
No, I can see that.
Okay.
But I'm looking at you mostly, so I'm looking
here.
Oh,
I see.
Over
it's
here.
Right near me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I tried to get a universal clock for the show.
How was that?
We can maybe move it.
Is it the time, like, is that like official, like world time or like American time?
It's maybe like a few seconds off, but yeah, I mean, it's pretty official time.
Oh, okay.
I thought it would be a good, you know, official show clock.
I like that.
Okay. All right. I don't need this story anymore.
I don't know what we're talking about. Oh, Budweiser.
All right, two more stories.
Well,
this one's a little troubling, but I think she's doing okay.
Okay, I don't like the stories where people are hurt.
Yeah, so witnesses, speaking of art museums, a witness at the Art Basel Museum in Miami Beach thought that the stabbing was an art performance.
What?
Yeah, so one woman was stabbed by another during a fight at the world-famous Art Basel Museum, Miami Beach, causing at least one patron to think he was watching a performance art.
Uh-oh.
That's really disturbing. Miami Beach detective said the suspect has stabbed the victim's arm and neck last week during a fight, but the victim was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect was arrested, and the fight happened right inside the museum, and the police had to close off that section of the museum, and that's what's happening in Miami Beach.
Well, I know Florida's weird.
Florida's weird, right?
I mean, I don't know what to say about stabbing. I don't want to make jokes about stabbing.
No, it's not. It's not. That part's not funny. It's just weird.
It's very weird.
It's more weird than funny, but I had
speaking
to put it in there.
Speaking of art installations, I was at the street today in Chestnut Hill, and there was like...
The street?
Yeah, that's like the shopping center.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, it's called the street.
I haven't been out there in a long time.
And they had these art installations up, and they're like, one of them is called, it's called Everything... And it's like a sculpture of bagels, like everything bagels.
Oh, I love everything bagels.
I like everything bagels too.
Oh my goodness.
But they're not really everything because they're not like, you know, blueberry.
That's true.
You know?
They should just say all
the savory things.
And everything bagel would be really gross.
It would be horrible.
Because you got blueberry, cinnamon. Garlic. Yeah, cinnamon. Pumpkin.
And how'd they get the plane in there?
Yeah, right? That's just like thrown in.
Yeah, it would be like... Garlic, onion, salt, sesame, raisin, cinnamon, blueberry, strawberry. What else is there? What's the seed that, like, if you test test positive for opium?
Oh, poppy seeds?
Poppy seeds.
Sesame seeds.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, that's in an everything bagel, isn't it?
Poppy seeds? Yeah, I think they are. Sesame seeds.
Pumpernickel.
Pumpernickel. Yeah, mm-hmm. It'd have to be, like, brown and white.
Mm-hmm.
And also it would have to have oat on it too. Oat does the oat
oh
bagel,
that would be
bagel.
Horrible. Yeah, it's kind of like the sweet oat.
Yeah,
with garlic and salt.
Yeah.
You know what, some everything, you know what I love is everything bagel that's got salt. Some of them don't have the salt.
Yeah, I've never had one with salt before.
Ooh, salt is good.
Would it have to be pretzel also?
Big difference. Oh wow.
There's
a pretzel bagel.
I don't like the pretzel bagel.
I'm
not down with that.
That's not an official bagel.
Pretzel bagel and pretzel bun is like kind of a big deal right now. Do you
is
know
it?
About this thing?
No.
Like, okay, so sometimes if you go to like get a burger bun, you can buy a pretzel bun. It's like a hybrid between like a hamburger bun and like a pretzel.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Kay.
I think it's nasty.
That sounds bad.
People get sized for it.
Okay.
Sized. Like, pretzel bun is a big deal. Is someone saying something?
RJ Gumby in the chat room?
Bottom feeder bagel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Bottom feeders.
Hey, you know, I like bottom feeders. You know what's good, though?
Bottom figures
is bagel with cream cheese and smoked salmon on it.
Isn't it yummy?
So yummy. And maybe some like capers on there and chives.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't know because I'm a lifelong vegetarian.
That's right.
Okay, one more story.
I like how this is like non sequitur about like bagels. Because
bagel talk.
An art installation.
Yeah.
At Chestnut Hill. Next story.
Yeah. Okay.
Next story.
Next and last story on the
all
weird
right,
news.
All right.
This one also comes to us from Florida. Man crawls under Cracker Barrel bathroom stall.
Oh, yeah. I was waiting for this
seeking
one.
Seeking sex with woman. Police say the man walked out of the bathroom after a woman screaming. Police are trying to identify a man who crawled under a bathroom stall at the Cracker Barrel.
I would scream,
Boynton Beach.
Wait a minute. 79. Wait, what?
Looks like Boylston, but it's not. 79-year-old woman.
79.
He said he wanted to have
That's
sex with
really
her.
That's not really ripe.
Or,
you know?
Yeah, right? later, she told police that she was using the bathroom on Tuesday when the man crawled in on the stall and said he wanted to have sex with her. He ran out. She ran out screaming. That's what's happening in Florida.
He just said he wanted to have sex with her?
Yeah, that's pretty much all that happened.
It's gross.
He was described as scruffy looking, wearing a white t-shirt, shorts, and a hat.
Looking.
And anyone that recognizes his photograph is asked to
There's
call.
A photograph?
There's a photograph.
Oh.
Mm.
Well, I mean, it's not like we're going to...
It's kind of hard to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where was this?
You just want me to say that again?
No, I really don't know where it was.
Boynton Beach.
Boynton Beach where?
Florida.
Oh, Florida. Okay. Yeah. I was just checking.
Of course
checking.
It's Florida.
I wasn't sure.
As the weird news goes, you know?
Oh, man. You know, Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, I'm not into Cracker Barrel. I
go to Cracker Barrel on road trips.
I think it's trouble. That stupid little peg game.
I love the peg game.
Forget about it.
But, the peg game is great.
Table games are redeeming. It is good.
That's the only reason to go there.
Yep. And then you can buy a rocking chair, put on top of your car, drive away.
No. I'm there for is the old timey candy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the little store?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
You're right. I'm there for the old timey candy.
What's the food like there?
Oh, it sucks. It's like a step above Waffle House, you know, like.
Oh, I love me a Waffle House.
Well, I mean, if you want some, you know, French toast or waffles or like pancakes.
That's like cooked off the floor.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean.
That's good.
It's not good, but the experience is what you go there for if you're driving like for like 10 hours and you stop at Cracker Barrel, it kind of like makes it all better. I'm really there.
I guess it's better than some other chains.
It's kind of a tradition.
I'll give it that. You know,
it's a tradition for our family to stop at Cracker Barrel on the way down to Hilton Head. Yes.
Well, I would pick that over
East Coast.
Any other chain restaurant that has a day of the week in its name.
You mean like Fridays or Ruby Tuesdays?
Friday. Yeah.
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 But I mean, I would choose like one of those over Applebee's.
Oh, Applebee's sucks.
Applebee's is terrible.
That's the worst.
Or like Bennigan's.
I don't even think I've been in one of those.
I've been to Bennigan's. I had a birthday party at Bennigan's one time.
Hmm.
And then Sizzler, which we talked about, and that's not even like in the United States anymore a lot. It's like a lot of West Coast
away.
and like Costa Rica and Puerto Rico, the shining star. There's a lot of bad chain restaurants.
So many bad ones.
I kind of like On the Border. It's like I like those chain
On the
Tex-Mex
border?
Places. Yeah, the chain Tex-Mex places.
I don't know that one. Do I?
I don't know. There, I don't think there's a lot here.
Oh yeah.
Have you been to one of them?
That seems familiar. I don't know.
And I kind of like. I have a special place in my heart for Outback Steakhouse.
I've never been to one. Blooming Onion. Is that what they have there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm, never been. I would go sometime.
It's really fun.
Is it? They have one around here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think even I went to one in like Medford. I think I don't know why we went there.
I'm just listening.
I don't know what we were doing over there, but I think we definitely went to an Outback Steakhouse like at least once.
Yeah.
Like just for kicks.
No rules, just right.
Yeah, no rules,
isn't that what
just
they
right.
Say?
And I have a steak
there
every time
go.
I go there too.
Well,
it's not good.
Not good?
No. But it's like... You have a blooming onion. You like, it's like a million things of like, it's like a cholesterol times 10,000.
Yeah, that does sound good to me though, the onion.
Oh, I'm missing the presidential address right now.
Oh boy. All right, that is.
I kind of wanted to see that.
Well, we got like, you know, 15 more minutes left on the show.
Did they rebroadcast that?
I'm sure you get everything on YouTube, right?
Where can I see it?
I'm sure you can see it. Don't worry. We got 15 more minutes.
Can I see it on the Apple TV?
All right, that is the weird news. What up
there? IWS Radio says White Castle Rocks. I've actually never been to a White Castle in my life.
Me neither.
Did they have the square burgers there? Isn't that what, like...
That seems like something that they...
Didn't
that
they have there. An E. coli thing, like, in the 80s? See, if that happens, it's like, it scars me for life. Like, I think about, like, oh, I'm not going there anymore. Like, yeah. No, that was Jack in the Box, wasn't it?
I think it was, yeah. That sounds okay. Right. They're on the news a lot.
That's how old we are. All right.
Hot topics?
Hot topics after the break.
Nice. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
Studies have actually shown that there have been mold, yeast, and bacteria found in these balls. And if you're carrying meat around,
hey now,
you might also be carrying E. coli or salmonella. There's a stat out that says only 15% of Americans actually wash their balls. Now, I don't have a stat about Canadians, but I'm sure we're not much better. Do you know what not washing your balls leads to? A hot case of
fax piss.
You ever had
fax piss?
You know what happens to the old balls when you get
fax piss.
But
holy shish kebab!
So enough of the paranoid shock value. Here are a couple things you can do to keep your balls clean and bacteria free. Number one, color code your balls. That'll help prevent cross-contamination. Number two, place all raw foods inside before placing them into your
That's square.
That will help prevent any leaking or cross-contamination during transport. Number three, try not to leave those bowls in your trunk for too long. A study was done that gauged bacteria growth in balls that are left in trunks. And here's what happened. Over a span of 2 hours, the bacteria count on those balls increased tenfold. Ooh. Number four, store your balls in a clean and dry place. If you're curious as to why, refer to point number three. Number five, clean your
balls.
I'll show you how to do it really quickly and easily, and this will not only get rid of all that bacteria, but it will also prolong your balls' life. And I don't know about your grocery store, but mine are charging me a every time I want to.
Boo look nasty.
For starters, everything soaked for 15 minutes. The dishwashing liquid will remove dirt and smells, and the hydrogen peroxide will take care of all of that bacteria and any stubborn stains. When your 15 minutes is up, drain the sink and rinse those balls out under some cold water. Wring them out well, and then hang them up to dry. They dry pretty quickly, actually. Two. And you know what? After learning this information, I realized I could even clean my balls a little bit more than I usually do. Thanks so much for watching, and we'll see you next time.
This is the Parenting A Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today. The Derek and Kay Show.
I could take you for a zombie.
Hey, it is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
Hello.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Yes. That was a long break.
Keep it clean. Yeah, it was, you know. So,
you know, honestly, it's really about bags.
What's that?
Like reusable shopping bags.
Really?
And that, yes. And that reminds me, I do have to clean my reusable shopping bags like very soon.
Okay, that's good.
Like, I have not laundered those bags in a long time.
Oh, you call it what you will, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's time for the hot topic.
Yeah, here's Kay.
Kay Patterson.
Hot topics. Oh, 9 minutes left. 9:37.
Oh, see, that's what John was saying. We got to rotate this next week, maybe.
Okay. Happy December. This month, along with Christmas and Hanukkah and New Year's Eve, I guess, it is going to be bingo month.
Yes.
And write a friend month. Ironically, those are the only things.
That's it?
For the month of December, yes.
That's so weird. Like, sometimes there's like, you know, a dozen things.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. But today, December 6th is St. Nicholas Day.
Oh.
Mitten Tree Day, which I'm not really sure what that means.
Oh, I think it's like you leave mittens for people and they take one or something.
What?
Yeah.
What?
People that don't have mittens.
You said that like it's so matter of fact, mm-hmm. like it's something that everybody knows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's how it goes.
Are you serious? Yeah. Or are you just kidding?
No, I think they do that at like church or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Put on your own shoes day.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tomorrow, the 7th, is International Civil Aviation Day, Letter Writing Day, National Cotton Candy Day.
That's weird.
And also Pearl Harbor Day.
Okay.
I'm getting all these like alerts from CNN about the presidential address. I mean, I'm not watching it, dude. They're spoiling it for me. Thanks for spoiling it.
Oh, no. Spoiler alert.
Tuesday is National Brownie Day.
Mm.
Do they mean brownies like little Girl Scouts or brownies like actual brownies you can eat?
I hope the ones you can eat.
Okay, me too. I like the edges.
Oh, yeah? A little crunchier?
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Who doesn't like the edges? I know certain people only eat the edges. There's that brownie pan where you only get edges.
What?
You don't know about that?
Oh, long.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I have actually seen that. Forgot about that.
I don't want that.
That's crazy.
That would be awesome.
Make a long
brownie. Yeah, just make it's like it all goes edges. Around the pan. Yeah, all edges.
Some people like the inside too.
Yeah, I know. That I saw this video on YouTube of this vlogger I like to watch, and her sister only eats the insides. She like cut all the insides out.
Yeah. You two should get together.
Should.
Have a pan of brownies together.
Just eat. That would be it would work out. Brownies for all. It's also Take It in the Ear Day.
Whoa.
Wednesday is Christmas Card Day.
Okay.
National Pastry Day.
Mm.
Thursday is Human Rights Day. And Friday is National Noodle Ring Day. It's Friday, what does that mean?
Friday, I don't know what a noodle ring. Like O's?
Like it says noodle ring.
Like SpaghettiOs?
Let's click on it. National Noodle Ring Day is a December day that young kids and old have been impatiently waiting. Yeah, right. What
Can't
would
wait for
cooking
noodle day.
Be like without the noodle ring? We shudder to think about it.
What
we certainly are
ring?
Relieved that the noodle ring exists so that we can cook them in one recipe after another. And doesn't it make sense that we honor the noodle ring with its own special day?
No.
By the way, is the proper term noodle ring or ring noodle? We'll let you call in on this important question. I don't. What does that mean? Are they talking about like SpaghettiOs?
That's what I was thinking. That must be what it is.
I don't know.
I don't have pasta that's a ring. I've never, never cooked pasta that's a ring.
All I can think of is SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, which is
and you never see like dried SpaghettiOs.
Which is good. Yeah, that'd be weird. All different sizes in a bag.
Oh yeah, are they different sizes in SpaghettiOs?
I think they are.
I know there's a little one.
Some are small. I don't. There must be. There might be like three different sizes, right? Because there's one that's really small.
Yeah, that's true.
That's two different sizes. Maybe it's three sizes.
Hold on. I'm going to do a Google image search for SpaghettiOs.
Oh, my gosh.
SpaghettiOs.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. It looks as though they are different sizes. However, it looks as only there's two different sizes.
Oh, just two?
Yeah.
I thought there was like multiples. I thought there was like three or four.
Well, like it
All
looks
right,
like
just
there's just the big and small.
Okay. Well, there we go.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Amazing.
Wait. No, you're right. There's a big, small, and a medium.
Oh, that's what I said. Yes.
Congratulations!
Derek Kalish!
Oh, that was dumb. A Saturday is National Ding-a-ling Day, which I'm not really sure what that means either. Let me open up that here. It's so freaking loud. A very special day to ring your bell. I don't know. It's also Poinsettia Day.
Finally!
Poinsettia is a hazardous for cats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to have that in your house when you have the kitties. Anyway, next on the Hot Topics.
All right.
Oh, my God, I have 4 minutes left. Holy crap. Hot Topics.
Yeah, see, John was right. We got to rotate that.
It's not
I'm
working
sorry
out.
About that.
Well, I guess if we have 4 minutes left, then I'm going to do the best story.
Okay.
I'm just going to give you the highlight from the other story. I'm not going to talk about tequila. Apparently, extend your lifespan.
Oh!
Yeah. All right. Anyway, the song that you didn't realize had lyrics, but does have lyrics, is the Mario theme song.
What? What?
And we'll go out with that.
Wow.
Here is the Mario theme song with the lyrics. They are, of course, in Japanese.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Anyway, the words are, today, full of energy, Mario is still running, go save Princess Peach. Go, today, full of energy, Mario runs, today, full of energy, jumping, today, full of energy, searching for coins, today, keep going, Mario. And then it goes to the underwater music.
Yeah.
And then there's like a spoken part where it says, the only one who can reverse the spell that has captured the mushroom people is Princess Peach. But Princess Peach is hidden underground in a far-off castle. Ah, the days of peace. If we could only once return to those days to save Princess Peach and bring back peace to the Mushroom Kingdom, and that is why Mario is on his journey today. And then it goes back to the
wow. This is pretty trippy.
Isn't it though? It's got like
who knew?
It's got a whole set of lyrics.
How come they didn't do this in any of their new releases or something? That could be fun.
Well, it says they I think there was a contest to like write like lyrics to the Mario theme song, and this won the contest, and it was held by a Japanese radio station.
Was this recently?
And then no, the Nintendo loved it and released the song on vinyl in 1985.
Wow, so this is old.
It's really old.
Oh.
I like the like Mario sound effects in the background.
This is crazy.
Isn't it nuts? Garja Gummy says this is my jam.
Yeah, right.
That's funny. 90 seconds. Oh, 90 seconds.
That's pretty good.
Oh, anyway, I was like, I couldn't believe that it actually had lyrics. I want to translate them to English and like do an English version.
That would be great. You should totally do that. We could record it here.
It would be really awesome.
Wow.
One of these days.
I do like that.
It was fun. Anyway, that's it. That's it for the Hot Topics.
That's good.
It was good. All right, show's over. Nothing to see here.
Wow.
60 seconds.
Yeah, 60 seconds.
All
so,
right. Thanks for joining us. Next week on the show is
Kinder Jazz. Christabel Lewin is going to be the leader of the band. Is going to be talking to us.
Can't wait.
Kids, big band.
Can't wait.
Talk about that next week.
Is the whole big band going to be there?
No, just the band leader. But we all can right. have plenty of questions. Teddy bear picnic, all that stuff. It's going to be good times.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you, Tony Watson, for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for Tony Watson.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
is the Derek and Kay Show.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Hooray!
Oh, oh, whoops, no. Wrong button.
Oh, boy.
Oh.